Beautiful prose is enticing, but if your opening pages are confusing, you risk losing your readers right from the start. Welcome to Talk Beta to Me, the audio companion for the blog. I'm your host, Chris Chinchilla. Each week, I read an essay directly from the site to give you a chance to listen on the go. This is episode one. Today on the show, we're diving into mystery versus confusion, why your opening pages are chasing readers away, breaking down how to withhold deep backstory while still revealing enough vital context to turn confusion into curiosity. And stick around until the very end for our Something Weird segment, where we close out with a fast, bizarre trivia nugget from the worlds of science, history, or space. Today, we're looking at how gravity warps time, but first, let's dive into today's post. I began providing professional beta reading and developmental editing in 2022. I've spent years in the trenches, reading hundreds of manuscripts and providing feedback to dozens of writers across six continents. Antarctica, you remain ever elusive. I discovered many repetitive elements that made some novels pop, while others fizzled. I found myself typing similar comments to many authors, either highlighting what was working well or what was dragging a story down. Some were what you might expect, such as the old show-don't-tell rule, which isn't as hard and fast a rule as we might think. Others were a little less straightforward, and I had to find ways to express them to the author based on their unique manuscript. Ultimately, the underlying principles were the same. It seemed worthwhile to gather those universal insights in one place. I built this space as a straight-talking, practical resource for fiction writers, where I can share what works and what doesn't, and how to fix it. Self-editing, while essential, can lead to fog and fatigue, blinding writers to their stories' speed bumps. Feedback from family, friends, and critique groups, while helpful, often lacks the deep insights professionals can bring to a manuscript. Editors and beta readers are essential for this kind of direct, experienced feedback, so let's get to it and start talking beta. Why your opening pages are chasing readers away. Beautifully written opening pages seem enticing, but superb prose isn't enough to keep the reader turning pages. Authors often spend their later drafts polishing prose without realizing they've overlooked an essential element, breadcrumbs, providing the context readers need to eagerly follow an author into their world. Why authors accidentally mistake withholding for mystery. In their opening pages, authors often skip the explanations for a character's odd appearance, unique abilities, or counterintuitive reactions. Instead of leaving a trail of breadcrumbs, authors purposefully withhold those luring morsels, thinking the unexplained mysteries and beautiful prose will pull the reader along. Withholding information can create suspense and entice readers, but if context is completely withheld, the mystery devolves into confusion. The reader is apt to drop the beautifully written book entirely. I recently read a steampunk fantasy manuscript in which the opening chapter features the protagonist, a cynical alchemist, getting ambushed in a dark alley by a squad of ironclad bounty hunters. The writing was superb, vividly describing the smog-choked, gas-lit streets and tightening in on that gritty atmosphere by showing copper lanterns flickering sharply through the fog. The sentences varied from flowing to punchy, and the protagonist's internal thoughts, though rare, revealed him to be highly analytical. I thought, okay, I'm in for a great sequence. I've got strong prose and a looming conflict. I'm eager to see how this plays out. A chaotic fight ensues, and the protagonist defeats the heavily armored bounty hunters with such superhuman efficiency that I had to reread the paragraph to make sure I followed the action correctly. Instead of thinking, well, this is a fantasy world, so clearly this man has unique abilities, I thought, whoa, okay, well, how did he shatter iron armor with his bare hands so fast? One of the bounty hunters manages to run a steam-powered blade directly through his shoulder. The alchemist just smiles, pulls the warring metal blade right out of his own flesh, and easily dispatches the remaining hunter. The rest of the squad retreats, stumbling from our hero as fast as they can manage. The protagonist's primary concern is whether his pocket watch had been damaged. It hadn't been. And he, too, carries on into the foggy night, resuming his mission. The bounty hunters caused him no lasting harm, since that deep puncture wound goes untended, yet causes no distress. And they don't reappear, indicating that the narrative included them solely to inject suspense into the opening pages and reveal the protagonist's superhuman abilities. While we can address the fact that this incident served no immediate plot point, a topic for a future discussion, our focus is currently on the missing context. I felt entirely unclear about why the protagonist had so easily handled the fight and dismissed a fatal wound. Many chapters later, the narrative reveals that the protagonist's body is bonded with an ancient, self-replicating metallic parasite that instantly knits tissue, that his soul is bound to a centuries-old forge, and that he has the raw power of a subterranean volcano harnessed within him. Hence, bounty hunters and steam blades are hardly more annoying than the fog surrounding him. He heals instantly, and his speed and physical density are superhuman. The backstory details are fascinating, and the writer made the right call to withhold the full explanation until later. The problem, though, was that the alley fight scene hardly hinted at any of these details. We saw a confident smile, a blasé reaction to a massive puncture wound, and a superhuman victory. But we're left asking, how? Why? In other words, we're confused, not curious. The problem isn't a lack of clarity in the writing. The prose remained vivid and well-crafted. The problem was a lack of revelation. How can you fix your opening pages? Avoid confusion and drop breadcrumbs. You can reveal what's valuable while withholding what's necessary by giving readers a trail of breadcrumbs to follow. Let's return to that alley fight. If the metallic parasite beneath the protagonist's skin suddenly burns white hot, sending a warning jolt of liquid fire down his left leg, and he ducks just in time to avoid the first hunter's ambush, we'd get some valuable context. In other words, a breadcrumb. We don't need to be told the backstory of the ancient forge or the parasite, not just yet. But if we can understand that the protagonist's initial superhuman awareness came from a physical, supernatural reaction within his own skin, we think, whoa, that's interesting. We've swallowed the first breadcrumb, and now we're naturally looking for the next one. We expect to spot it quickly and find it within easy reach. When the protagonist looks down at the steam blade a hunter jammed into his shoulder, yanks the metal out, and watches a liquid silver sheen instantly seal the torn leather and flesh before returning his attention to the fight, we think, ah, so his body is modified or enchanted. Another breadcrumb. If he strikes an armored chest piece with an impact that rings out like a blacksmith's anvil, it seems like a natural, exciting extension of his abilities. Readers think, sure, that makes sense. If his body can auto-repair with metal, his bones are probably dense enough to smash iron. Now, we're following the trail easily. Given the opening page's brief but vital clues, the narrative has primed us to look for those abilities, delighting us when we see them. We'll have lingering questions about where this breadcrumb trail will lead. What is that silver stuff in his blood? Where did these forge powers come from? But we're no longer confused. Now, we're curious. You don't have to spoon-feed the reader or reveal your plot twists in Chapter 1, but you do have to lay out the breadcrumbs in plain sight. If you're hiding the breadcrumbs beneath rocks and behind bushes, your impatient reader will look around, shrug, and go find a different book to wander into, one where the breadcrumbs are plain as day. When laid out plainly, the breadcrumbs become a trail before long, leading directly to the heart of the novel, 100 or 200 pages in, where lengthy backstories and stunning revelations emerge. Beautiful prose is certainly enticing, but if you want to draw readers in, feed them the breadcrumbs of absolute clarity. And that is the core of today's craft discussion. But as any writer knows, it is incredibly difficult to spot your own missing context when you already know how the story ends. Your brain automatically fills in the blanks on page one. The only way to ensure your opening pages are genuinely intriguing and not just confusing is to get an objective, disciplined eye on them before you publish or query. If you want to stop guessing and ensure your narrative engine is firing perfectly right out of the gate, head over to talkbetatome.com. On the services page, you can check out my OnePass developmental diagnostics or book a one-on-one story strategy session. Let's make sure your breadcrumbs are plain as day. Now, as promised, it's time for something weird. Did you know that gravity actually warps time? Because gravity is weaker the farther you get from the center of the Earth, time actually moves a fraction of a second faster at the peak of Mount Everest than it does at sea level. So, if you want to live a technically longer life, buy a house on the coast. Join us next week for a fresh trench report. Go drop those breadcrumbs and let your readers eat them up. I'm Chris Chinchilla. Thanks for listening. See you next week.